What day is it? By Azularms 06. Model for me.
I'm going to take a little walk to take some pictures, Pip said, standing next to the door. Any pony wanna come?
Sunny looked up from the mess she was cleaning and gave her friend an apologetic smile.
Sorry, Pip, but I think teaching Izzy how to make pizza is going to take a little while.
Izzy nodded from behind the table she was kneading the dough in.
It'll save you a slice or two.
The pink Pegasus nodded and then looked at her sister. Zip had been chopping some vegetables to add to the pizza later.
I kinda want to see how this unfolds,
Zip said after her sister gave her an expecting glance.
It's almost a science experiment. I even have a hypothesis in the making.
Pip sighed but nodded and opened the door, trying to look not disappointed. It's not that she didn't want to participate in her friend's cooking experiments, but she'd been to Maritime Bay many times, and she still had very few pictures to show. She wanted to capture the beauty of the seaside and the town, and even take some selfies for good measure. Despite her efforts, Sunny did notice her friend was slightly upset and came up with a suggestion.
Why don't you ask Hitch to come with you?
Sunny suggested.
He must be at the station.
Pip rose an eyebrow as her hoof lingered over the doorknob.
Isn't he working? I mean, yeah, but he's a sheriff. He's supposed to walk around to keep an eye on every pony.
The orange pony explained, just as Izzy accidentally set the tip of her tail on fire. Pip laughed at her friend's clumsiness and, after helping extinguishing the fire, she set off towards the police station to find her other friend. It didn't take more than a few minutes of flight for her to reach the station. She recognized the building from the tour Sunny and Hitch had given her one of the first times she was there. But she'd never gone in. She landed gracefully in front of it and casually crossed the door. The station was rather small and simple compared to the intricately built Royal Guard stations back in Zephyr Heights. This was a small room with some desks arranged in the center and a caged section in the back, which she assumed was some sort of makeshift prison.
Can I help you?
A male voice asked, startling Pip. She looked around and found a red pony with blonde hair standing next to the door she'd come in from. She recognized him as a pilot of the giant robots that had destroyed Sunny's house a few months ago. Sprout Cloverleaf. She never once had a conversation with him, and the only thing she knew about him, besides him being an ex-dictator, was that he used to be Hitch's childhood best friend.
Oh, sorry,
she replied, trying her best not to sound nervous.
I was looking for Hitch.
Sprout sighed, but didn't give Pip an extra reason to be afraid.
He's getting lunch, shouldn't take him long,
Sprout explained before going back to his cleaning tasks.
You can sit on his chair and wait for him if you want.
Pip, Pedals, Pip Pedals,
the Pegasus said while walking towards what she believed was the desk Hitch used.
You're Sprout, right?
Sprout nodded.
A pleasure, Pip. Also, that one is my desk. Hitch's the other one.
Pip let out a little squeal in embarrassment and, after a quick glance over Sprout's desk, she walked towards the other one. In that other desk, a curious object caught her attention. It was a calendar. A calendar with pictures of Hitch, to be specific. A blush crept up Pip's cheeks as she passed to the next page. Hitch as a firefighter. Then Hitch as a sailor. Hitch as a doctor. Followed by Hitch as a superhero. The more months she passed, the harder it became to hold back her laughter. It was Hitch dressed as a scarecrow for the month of September that did it for her. It started as a giggle, but the longer she stared at the picture in question, the stronger her laughter became. She was laughing so hard it startled Sprout, who looked at the laughing Pegasus with curiosity to then notice what she was laughing at. A mischievous smile appeared on his face as he helped Pip up on her hoofs again.
I see you discovered Hitch's modeling career, Sprout said,
thankful that his cutouts were now removed of the original pictures.
What is that?
Asked her between fits of laughter. It's Sheriff Hitch's calendar, of course. Pip kept looking at the other pictures, but her amusement ended when she reached December. Sprout smiled at her as he went towards the archives, and after a short rummage, he took out a few other calendars. Are you interested in some past years? He asked, waving the bunch of calendars toward her. She was extremely tempted to yank them out of Sprout's hoofs and look at the pictures, but there was something that didn't sit right with her about laughing at his friend.
Sorry, it would be wrong, she said, finally, and, although disappointed, Sprout understood and put the old calendars back in their respective places in the archives. Instead, Pip returned to the month of January and started tracing the picture with her hoof. Sprout kept on cleaning as Hitch finally arrived at the station.
Hey, Sprout, I brought you a sandwich and a smoothie. Pip?
Startled, the princess took the calendar and tucked it underneath her wing, while a prominent blush stained her cheeks. Sprout did his best to hide his knowing grin and just took the paper lunch bag from his friend's hoof.
Hitch, you're here,
Pip said, slowly walking away from his desk as if she'd done something illegal.
I mean, of course you're here, this is your job, and you work here.
This is painful to watch, Sprout muttered to himself, but he kept on watching as he slurped his smoothie.
Hitch was about to say something when Pip's phone vibrated from underneath her wing, making the calendar fall off.
Is that...
Hello everyone, and this is once again Common Thomas the Visual Pony, and once again I will remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. There's a merch store, there are Patreon links, there's one-time donation links, and you can become a channel member to get exclusive early access to all of our stuff. Now let me get into this. Oh my god. Certainly I have been in a situation like Hitch before, where, you know, someone finds something that I've done, or something that is not, you know, my original profession, something that I do on the side, like my YouTube channel. It is hilarious sometimes when people find out that I am actually a voice actor, narrator on YouTube, and actually a streamer on Twitch. They're always like, wait, what? You do what? What? You do what in your off time? What? How? When did that happen? You know, and I always find the reactions interesting, especially when they're like, oh, but do you have a few subscribers? Are you doing this? How long have you been doing this? And then I tell them, hey, I've got a little over 5,000 subscribers with my fiance on YouTube, and a little over 100 followers on Twitch, and they're like, okay. You know, they never really expect that from me, and I find this kind of hilarious, so I'm a bit, this story is very interesting to me. It's relatable. That was the word I was looking for. Relatable. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening to it. I personally think it's a very nice slice of life story that will definitely end up in my read later list. And I recommend you give the author a lot of love. The link to their film fiction page is down in the description below. And yeah, I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.